Chapter 2. Time for a nap. 1 p.m. Baseball is a game of routines, and whenever we had night games on the road, my routine included afternoon naps. A midday snooze always seemed to give me a fresh start. But, of course, Game 7 of the World Series was neither an ordinary night game nor an ordinary road game. Thinking it would help my focus, I tried my best to treat that final day like it was any other, but it was nearly impossible. It was also a hectic morning. Cole still wasn't feeling well and his chest was tight, so Hyla grabbed a cab and rode around downtown Cleveland in search of an open pharmacy. By late morning, Cole started to feel a little better. That allowed us to relax, and for me to take a 60-minute booster nap. The first of two Cubs team buses to Progressive Field was scheduled for 3:30 p.m. The early bus is usually crowded, and my nerves were starting to kick in again. Hoping it would calm them, I decided to walk the 6 blocks to the field. I thought it would help me relax and enjoy the moment. It was a comfortable afternoon with temps in the mid-60s and overcast skies. I got dressed and was ready to walk out the door of our hotel suite when I turned to give Hyla a goodbye hug. My wife has been my rock throughout my professional baseball journey. I was always the emotional one. She was always calm, cool, and collected. In fact, if Hyla gets emotional about anything, good or bad, she gets even more reserved and keeps those feelings to herself. This time the roles were reversed, and it caught me completely off guard. I looked at Hyla, and her green eyes gave away her thoughts. She was crying. David's iPhone Journal, February 15th, 2016. Nerves are starting to kick in. It's Monday night and I'm flying out Wednesday. Feel like this off-season has flown by. Got my last 3 workouts in and trying to hug my wife and kids as much as possible. Not sure if as an adult I give my kids enough credit for knowing what's going on. They've asked me at least 10 times this month when I'm leaving. It must be on their brain much more than I thought. My daughter has started sleeping in the shirt I got her for when I leave, and my son is glued to my hip. I think he is going to have the toughest time. I'm really excited to get out to Arizona with the boys, but I have the biggest pit in my stomach about leaving. All of these feelings and the fact that it is really tough getting my body where it needs to be.